B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Apparently, I'm guessing by what he wrote on his Instagram, he had a little bit of a little bit of an unpleasant experience with American Airlines.
Just a little.
So,
is that what it was?
So from his, I guess you can call it a tirade, it seems as if he was on his way to a very, very special occasion. Very special occasion. And was not allowed to board the plane by a specific employee. He went on a little bit of a tirade, and I would love to read you verbatim what he said, but it wouldn't have the same effect as it coming from Pebbles. So now, boozy badass going off on American Airlines, as read to you from Pebbles.
American Airlines. The man who just refused to let me get on the plane with my kids is a bitch ass. If I ever see you again, I'm gonna spit in your face, you bitch ass hater. The captain told you that we could be let on, but you did not want us on because of your jealousy towards me. I miss my pool party, you bitch ass. You jealous, broke ass, pussy ass. You deserve a bullet in your face, you ass racist. Do not ride American Airlines.
That was so eloquent. Bravo, bravo. Oh, that was.
Wow.
That was beautiful. That was amazing. Now.
That was really only like.
Got the Hallmark music with it too.
Yeah. That was a small portion of it.
That was a very small portion of it.
He wanted the plane to crash and burn.
Yep,
he wanted to fight the guy in the street. If you don't like what he's saying, he wants to fight you. But here's the thing. He could have made it. He should have lied about what he was on his way to. Said like maybe his sister was about to have a baby or something like that.
It sounded like he was going for an appearance somewhere.
He was going to a pool party.
Yeah, I mean, like, but it's probably it might have been like a Vegas pool party. It's like he was getting paid. It was getting in the way of his money is what it sounded
like
to me.
He's like so mad at American Air. He also went on a tirade saying like they're the worst airline. And he gave a million reasons why. And that kind of takes a little credibility away from his rant too, because it means that he always flies them. and now he's like, they suck. They've always sucked. Wait, really? Why do you keep buying tickets to them?
The best part, too, is that he's talking about how, they're always delayed. Their planes are always shaky.
Why do you keep, you keep buying tickets to them?
It's called turbulence.
Yeah.
Our planes are always shaky.
Oh, Pebbles, that was amazing.
Oh, my God.
From now on, whenever somebody goes on a crazy tirade full of swears, where they threaten to shoot somebody in the face, we have to have Pebbles read from here on in.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.